98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the programme, and I want to continue on this kind of theme of the changes in our world. And one of the changes that we'll have to live with for the next couple of months, hopefully only a couple of months, maybe for the next year, is the shopping experience. And I have a simple question for you. Have you had an experience in a shop recently where you felt uncomfortable? Have you been in a shop when you thought to yourself, oh, this really isn't safe during a pandemic? Have you been made to feel uncomfortable by, for example, the amount of people in the shop or people gathering around you or maybe fellow customers who weren't social distancing properly? I want to hear your stories, your bad experiences in shops lately. As we said, with most shops now reopened for business, it is a very different experience. So just over a week ago, most of the big stores reopened. Some of them have queues, some of them don't. They're all, restricting the numbers that can go in, and obviously social distancing and Perspex screens and all of that is all in place. And most of the shops have done an amazing job, I have to say. I have to give them credit. They've gone above and beyond to reopen and reopen in a safe manner. Well, a survey out today has said that 75% of you have felt uncomfortable in a shop recently. Now, as I said, although shops have to limit the number of customers who enter the premises at the same time and ensure that social distancing takes place, there have been reports of crowded shops and customers not wearing masks and customers not socially distancing. I want to find out what your experience has been like in shops. Is it as bad as this survey is making out? 75% of people said in a survey today that they have felt uncomfortable in a shop recently. That's an awful lot of you. And like I said, with our restrictions being eased and with us being able to travel around the country from next week and all of that and life returning to some form of normality, our shopping experience is going to remain a little bit abnormal for the time being. And I can't see the social distancing shopping experience changing anytime soon. And our question to you is, are you one of the 75% of people in this survey who have been made to feel uncomfortable in a shop recently? Call us right now on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Have you had an uncomfortable shopping experience recently? Now, Claire, you went out shopping yesterday for the first time with your baby.
That's right, yes.
When was the baby born?
He was born the start of December.
Okay, so he's 6 months old now.
6 months now. And, I mean, obviously up to the February was February, start of March, he was out, but we've got a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old as well, and my husband's working from home, and I've been the only one kind of going out to, you know, the shop or chemist or whatever we needed to go. But yesterday, I had no choice, but I decided, right, I'm going to do it now. I went to a shopping centre, and I had to go to a particular shop to bring back an item I purchased in March, which the shop are brilliant about, by the way. Like, they're saying, yeah, as soon as we reopen, don't worry about, you know, the normal time restrictions and bringing back items. The shop setup was good. You know, there was extra staff on for managing queues. Now, the queue backed around the shopping centre, which wasn't ideal because then people walking up and down the shopping centre and all that. But inside, there was nothing. Nobody keeping, social distancing. Nobody doing it. Like, nobody knows what your situation is at home. And I went to get on this tiny elevator. It literally fits a buggy and maybe two adults in it. And just as I press the button, a woman goes, hold it, puts her hand in and stands in right next to me,
And was there not a sign on the lift saying only one person?
No, there was no sign.
Because I have seen some lifts in some centres saying a maximum two people, maximum one person or whatever, but there was nothing like that there.
Now, not that I noticed, because then when I got out, I went to see was there one on the floor that I got out of. But the lady in question was totally like oblivious as to why I was suddenly like panic struck and on my face. And she was like, oh, is it this one or this one? I was like, oh, I don't know, like where you're going, you know. But I just thought, like, does the shops really have to then put some another member of staff on these lists?
Just to tell that woman, we need to keep our distance. This lift is too small to do that. She should have the cap on.
Really, it was one of the smallest lifts you can get. It's going from this particular store only up and down.
Mm.
And I mean, the shops, they're doing enough. And I have to say, the majority of them that I witnessed, they're doing fantastic. But do they really then have to get another employee to stand up the lifts to stop people kind of budging in? And like, I'm all for people, this I do what I want business. Yeah, okay. If you're not going to abide by the rules, if you're not going to do, and some people haven't this whole way, you know, parties or whatever, that's fine. Do that. But don't then bring it into
it.
Don't drag me into it. You know, we've been staying safe. We've been keeping our distance. My own dad, he was up until recently when we were allowed to visit, he was self-isolating, stopped work, everything, because he's got some illness issues, and I'm visiting him again, you know, so you don't know my situation.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So that woman, by doing that yesterday, by hopping into the lift that was too small for two of you and a buggy to be socially distanced, made you feel very uncomfortable.
Very, yeah, like shoulder to shoulder, you know. I turned my back, you know, and went into my buggy to try my best. But now I'm kind of going, well, what, should I wait another week, 2 weeks now to see my dad just in case? You know, because obviously if she doesn't care about the lift, maybe she's one of these people that haven't cared all along, that doesn't sanitize, wash, or, you know, these people that are in the supermarket.
And this is the point that I was right making a minute ago, Claire, that even though we have reopened an awful lot of the country and an awful lot of the stores, we're not where we were last February, in that life isn't what it was last February. So we haven't just pressed the pause button. Life is very different now.
And it's going to be different for a long time. Like, this isn't, people think, oh, isn't it great? It's gone. No, it was about flattening the curve and saving the HSE. So it's still there. Mm. We're just now, like, we're trying to just the same amount, hopefully not the same amount of people, but people are still going to get it. It's about making sure that everybody doesn't get it at once.
Yes.
Like, it's not gone, and people don't seem to get that. Like, I witnessed in the same shopping centre yesterday, like, a man, there was a queue outside a shop, and, like, it was an optician, so I can understand he was trying, it was not a normal shop, and he's there shouting, I need to get in and get my prescription and doing all this. And, like, you have to queue. Like, times have changed, and people don't seem to get that. They think we've gone back to normal.
Yes,
and
yes,
that's not the case.
And you're dead right. It's just not the case. We still have these social distancing guidelines in place, and that means keep 2 meters away from other people. It's fairly straightforward, but
if you want to not do whatever you do in your own home or whatever, that's fine. Look, that's your choice. But be mindful of other people. You don't know people's situations. I mean, I know a mother who has a very sick child at home, and every time she goes to the supermarket, she's petrified because nobody, I don't understand the people that actually walk by you in the queue to then queue up 2 meters behind you, like, you know, or the same people then are in the supermarket reaching over for a bag of tea, like, you know, a box of teas behind you. And she's very anxious for that. Like, she nearly run away. And some supermarkets have lines on the floor, so you don't step until the next person steps on the next line as you go forward.
And not even paying attention to that either. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the mind boggles as how people can't understand. Look, if you're in a supermarket, just wait to grab your box of tea until I move on and grab my box. Mm. You know, it's that simple. But the lift certainly yesterday, I mean, I knew from doing the shop week to week, some people just aren't with it. You know, they're just not grasping the concept of 2 meters apart. But I wasn't expecting that in the lift yesterday. Like, I was anxious enough. My kids haven't been out, you know, to the shops, nothing like that. And I was anxious enough going with my 6-month-old yesterday. And I had, the reason why is it looks like I'm going back to work soon, thank goodness. So I need to get the 3 and 4-year-old used to the babysitter again. So I had the babysitter kind of with the 3 and 4-year-old yesterday for the first time, you know, to get them used to it without diving the baby on top of her as well. So it was my only chance to go out, and I was anxious enough bringing them in out. You know, or people judging me for bringing them out, like people had other kids in the past, you know, and then to be thrown.
Yeah, so it was a nervy experience, full stop. And I know it is for an awful lot of people. Claire, thanks very much indeed for your call. Because 3/4 of people have said in a survey that they have felt uncomfortable in a shop recently. Now, that's, I mean, we were talking about things we'd never heard of before. And to describe members of the public being uncomfortable in a shop seems bizarre if you put back on your January head. It just seems bizarre. But people are feeling uncomfortable in shops, 3/4 of you. I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. And let me know how you have felt out shopping. Or maybe it's been a great experience for you with no issues at all. And if so, let me know. Call us on 6797981. Kira, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Kira?
I'm grand, how are you?
Grand, thanks, Kieran. Now, you haven't done any non-essential shopping yet because you're a little bit too nervous.
Yeah, I haven't done anything yet. I think I am a bit nervous. Well, firstly, to be honest, I've been waiting for the crazy queues to die down.
Mm.
That's one main thing. But, I live quite close to a very, very large shopping centre, which is obviously open now.
Right.
I certainly don't feel comfortable. I want to go up there soon. I want to start picking up a few, like, summer bits for the kids and start picking up a few bits and pieces, get them ready for school in September, you know. So I want to go in maybe next week. I certainly don't feel comfortable bringing the kids with me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you afraid of, or what are you nervous about?
Few things. I'm nervous of, like, my kids are good. They get what's going on, and like they do what they're told, and they wouldn't.
Right,
be
so they're not going to be running around like lunatics.
No,
yeah.
They're really not. They're really not. But still, yesterday I brought my 4-year-old into a shop for basically the first time. Now she's a great kid. I literally went in for 3 items. It was like literally 3 items I went in for, and I kept saying to her going in, "Now you're not allowed to touch anything. Good girl, now you're not allowed to touch anything." And I sanitized her hands about 3 times in the shop. She was great, and she was helping me put the money in the machine and whatever. And then I was sanitizing her hands. But it was in and out job. But I don't feel comfortable bringing them to, like that lady, Claire, before, like having somebody so close to the baby. Like, it was freaking me out as well. Like the news over the weekend, like what did they say? Was it 12 kids under the age of 14 have it? Like, I myself, I'm high risk. I've said this before. I have 2 underlying health conditions. I'm actually very scared at the moment because I think I'm about to get a nasty diagnosis next week.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
The third one. I'm attending 3 different hospitals at the moment, 3 different things. So obviously that's on my mind. Not so much for my health. I don't really care about that. I'm very get up and get on with it. But like my point, like, it's playing on my mind a lot. Like, if anything happened to me tomorrow, even if I got hit by a bus tomorrow, I have no idea who's going to take my kid.
Mm, right. Okay. So now I get why you're feeling a little bit nervy when you're out.
Okay. It's not about me. And I have to say as well, serious hats off to shop owners, managers, supervisors, staff. I think they're all absolutely incredible.
I totally agree with you. And
they've spent the screens. Yeah. I'm delighted with myself because literally just a few minutes ago, I'm about to get an appointment for next week for my nail salon to get my nails done, which I'm delighted about. I didn't think I was going to get an appointment until Christmas.
I'm delighted you've said that because I think we have to recognise the fact that all of the shops that have reopened have stepped up to the plate. They really
have.
Amazing. They have made.
And they're so nice.
Yeah,
they're so courteous.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They're incredible.
And for them, this is as awkward and horrible an experience as it is for the rest of us. And they don't want to have to restrict the amount of people that can come into their shop. They want to be able to let everybody in and all of that. Yeah. And I think, they're doing a great job.
They are. And
overall,
it's not them at all, but it's the
people
hanging over your shoulder trying to grab the head of lettuce.
Okay, so at this moment, you still don't feel comfortable enough to go out and do non-essential shopping?
No, no, I have to do it, and I'm going to do it next week. I am, but it's, yeah, like, I have my own routine when I go out. I'm a stickler for the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should be mandatory. Now, that's my opinion, because they're not mandatory at the moment, so don't start giving me abuse. But I'm a stickler for them. My routine when I go out is, well, hand sanitizer to nuts and the anti-bag wipes. I don't touch anything directly. So, like, if I'm opening a door, it's with a wipe. If I'm taking a tin of beans off the shelf, it's with a wipe. Now it's time consuming.
Well, that's great to hear. So, I mean, you are doing your absolute utmost
to keep
yourself safe. Well, I hope
you. Not just for me.
No, I understand that. Absolutely.
The person behind the till.
And
you know, I don't care if I get sick, but it's the impact on other people that I care about.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Best of luck, Kira. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us. Let me go to this WhatsApp voice note from Karen.
Hi, Adrian. I was in a local clothes shop last week, and there was a few bits that I needed for my kids, and the shop itself is in a shopping center. The system in the shopping center was fantastic. I can't fault it, and the queue to get into the shop that I wanted to get into was very good. Hand sanitizer just as you walk in, but the minute you get through the door of this particular clothes shop, it was like a free-for-all. It was like before COVID, there was people on top of each other. Nobody was wearing masks. I was wearing my own mask. Staff weren't wearing masks. I mean, if I was someone working in that shop, I would not be comfortable whatsoever. People grabbing stuff off shelves and just on top of each other. I literally grabbed what I needed and I ran out. And I definitely won't be going back anytime soon. I was nervous. And I don't know how that can continue long term. There was no kind of floor plan or anything like that. It was crazy. Definitely won't be going back to that particular shop.
And that's
again
the exact opposite of what we were talking about a moment ago. I think an awful lot of stores have stepped up to the plate. I think an awful lot of them have a brilliant system in place. But Karen is right. Unfortunately, not all of them do. Not all of them do. The majority do, but not all by any stretch of the imagination. Emily, why do you feel uncomfortable in shops?
It's just like the fact that like you get really panicky and all that stuff.
And you know, would you have been a panicky sort of person before all of this?
Not in shops, no. But like when someone walks past me, or even goes near me and is not like 2 meters, and like I have a mask, but like you know what I mean. It's still panic sets in, you know.
Okay, so if somebody even walks close to you, that is enough to make you feel nervy.
Yeah, like I would have like a small panic attack, and it'd be like, my mom would know.
Mm.
No.
So it's not a comfortable experience.
No, it used to be fine. Like shopping used to be like so comfortable. It used to be like, you know, shopping would be fun.
Yeah, but not anymore.
No, it literally like. Like you have to plan what you're going to buy, and you know it's like food shopping. It's like you have a list, you know what you're going to buy, but like not with like clothes shopping or anything like that.
Yeah, but it's now gotten that way that you need to walk in, go exactly for what you want, and walk in and get back out again.
Yeah, exactly. Just crazy.
And as a matter of fact, have you noticed an awful lot of people not keeping their distance from you? Because I have to say my own personal experience is that people generally are quite good, but you're obviously not feeling that.
No, I'm not. Like, there's like people with kids, like they have to mind their kids, but there's kids running across you and obviously they're like following them and not keeping distance and not following the markings on the lines, and you know what I mean?
And do you find yourself getting frustrated, like almost angry?
Yeah, I do, like, and like you don't want to say anything to like people working there, because like you feel bad for them. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean they are only doing their best. They do limit the numbers who can go in the door, but you know, we don't have police in stores to monitor people staying 2 meters from each other, and that's, and you can't, I certainly don't expect the shops to go over to people and say, would you stand another meter away? It's up to individual responsibility, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm sorry that it's an uncomfortable experience for you, Emily. It seems to be for an awful lot of people. In fact, the survey today, 3/4 of people in today's survey felt uncomfortable in a shop recently. Marion, tell me what happened to you at a chemist shop.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I tell you, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry yesterday. I'd be like your previous caller there in that risk category, and I've got family in the higher risk, and I've got close friends in the higher risk. So, you know, I'm kind of tentatively out and about, but, you know, taking the normal precautions and things like that. So I went to the chemist for the first time yesterday to pick up my prescription. Up until then, people had been collecting it for me and stuff. And so I went with my mask and I went in, and, you know, there was maybe two or three people browsing in the store. Went up, stood at the little yellow line, and the assistant behind the counter said to me, "Sorry, I can't hear you. Could you take your mask off?" And I kind of thought, yeah, and I kind of was like, and you know, for a minute when somebody asks you to do something, you nearly do it, you know, because out of politeness. And I just had to stop and go, "No, I actually can't take my mask off," you know. And she goes, "No, we're fine. We've got the glass," you know. And so I stepped forward a bit more so she could actually hear me. She goes, "I just can't hear you. Could you take your mask off?" I said, "No, I'm in the at-risk category. I can't take my mask off," you know. I don't know. The mind boggles. Just kind of thought, you know, that was my first experience out in the shop, and you're being told to take your mask off.
So on the one hand, you've Tony Houlihan telling us, please wear face masks. And then you do, and you go into a pharmacy of all places, and they tell you to take it off. Yeah, it seems a little bit strange.
You would think, like, you know, a doctor's or a pharmacy, they would be the one place where that wouldn't be asked of you.
Absolutely.
You know,
because
they have the training and everything.
Very strange experience.
Yeah, didn't know where to laugh or cry. Right, but there you go.
Good to talk to you, Marion. Thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. We're talking about that shopping experience and whether or not you feel uncomfortable. Joanne, tell me what happened in a fast food restaurant recently.
So myself and my friend were going in. It was 12 o'clock in the day. We went in to get a chicken wrap, and before we went in, we noticed two very rough-looking boys kind of eyeing us up. So we thought that they were going in as well, so we stood back to allow them to go ahead of us. But then they passed the restaurant, so we went on in ahead. And while we were looking at the menu, I could feel someone very close behind me, and my friend said, like, "Watch out there." So I said, "Oh, you can work away, you can go ahead of us, but please just keep social distance." And he started screeching that, "Oh, you're calling me a junkie, you're calling me a scumbag." And I had never said any of that. He was a scumbag, but junkie was too good for him. He was screaming in my face. This was lasting about 5 minutes. I went up to the counter to ask the staff, could they help? They just blinked at me. So me and my friend said we'd leave. So when we left, then he had brought in his friends to take pictures and videos of me and my friend, and they said that they were going to share them around to all their other friends. So when we left...
What, asking them to keep their distance?
Asking to keep
their distance.
Go away. And keeping in mind, I had offered him to skip me in the queue. I wasn't being rude. So then when we left, my friend was like, "You better get a picture of those people," and to the guards, like, "We don't know who's going to attack us now." So tried to get a picture, and next thing he runs out of the restaurant, grabs me, drags me down the road about 10 feet until I was thinking, what am I going to do? Like, he isn't hitting me yet. So I didn't know what was going to happen. So then I screamed help, and he ran off, and the guards came, but rang the restaurant HQ then and spoke to a lovely girl. She said the complaints department will be straight on to me, and that was 10 days ago, and still no
you're still waiting. Wonderful. That's a horrible experience, my God almighty. And because I actually witnessed something similar myself a couple of weeks ago, where in a supermarket at the checkout, and there's a woman putting her stuff up on the conveyor belt, and another woman comes right behind her and starts putting up her stuff on the conveyor belt as well before the first woman even finished. And the first woman turns around to the second woman and says, "Would you please mind standing 2 metres away?" And when I say the abuse, this other woman shouted, "What are you saying, that I have the virus? I don't have the effing virus." And oh my God, it was awful. It was awful. Yeah. But the woman was within her rights to say, "Would you please keep back from me?"
Absolutely. Like, if someone approaches you and you're just standing there, you do have a right to say, "Sorry, would you mind keeping 2 metres distance?"
We shouldn't have to say that. People, you know, we've had this drilled into our heads for months now. People should have the cop on.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed that, like, I live in a nice place on the south side, and I would get off the footpath when I'm passing people, especially old people. And you notice they would smile, they'd salute you because they are nervous. Mm. When I do that, when I've done that in the middle of town on O'Connell Street, I've gotten abused.
Yeah, oh, they look at you as if you've 20 heads. What's wrong with me? Why are you walking away from me? And I've seen it with my own two eyes. Yeah.
Like, I'm honestly walking. I don't want me to take any offence. The pandemic.
And, just a matter of interest, back to this incident at the fast food place, have you gone back to them and said, well, what's the story?
No, but I'm actually going to ring. I've been self-isolating since this has happened. So I'm going to ring them because I have a cold. It's not coronavirus, I'm sure. But God forbid I get diagnosed with coronavirus next week.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I'm sorry to hear about that experience, Joanne. Let's have a listen to a couple of WhatsApps before we wrap this up. This is from Carol.
Hi, Adrian. I actually seen a woman being verbally assaulted in my local Tesco's because she had a child with her. A woman went up and said, you shouldn't have that child in here. It's one person per trolley, blah, blah, blah. And they actually got in a verbal altercation. So because I have seen that, I actually would not feel comfortable bringing my kids into a shop. And both my kids need new runners. You know what children are like with going through shoes. And I need to bring them in to get them tried on to make sure they fit. But I actually wouldn't feel comfortable doing that because that's just how you're made to feel. Everyone seems to be a little bit on edge and it's disgraceful. But that's just the way it is. I wouldn't be comfortable going into a shop either.
All right, Carol, thank you. Well, a lot of people are on edge because three quarters of people said in a survey that they felt uncomfortable in the shop. So that means they're on edge. This is from Shane.
How's it going, lads? Love this show. Just a quick one. If people aren't comfortable going out and about and into the shops, stay at home. Comes down to personal responsibility. Like, I know a guy, I work for a food distribution company. We deliver to all the foods, the nursing homes, and the whole lot. Like, we were given a choice to either go to work or stay at home. I chose to go to work. People still have to be fair and whatnot. That was my choice.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Shane. And finally, Colette, who's raised an interesting point about face masks in shops that we never really thought of, actually.
Hi. Maybe the lady who was working in the pharmacy is hard of hearing and needed to lip read. My sister is totally deaf and finding it extremely difficult in shops to communicate, as people working in shops don't know sign language and she can't see their lips to read what they are saying. It really is a rock and a hard place for her at the moment.
Oh, I never thought of that, I'll be honest. But thank you, Colette, for raising that. Yeah, if somebody is hard of hearing, they probably depend a lot on being able to see somebody when they're talking. And if they've got a mask on, then that's much more difficult. And you don't have to be completely deaf. You can be hard of hearing and rely on seeing somebody's face to recognise words and stuff like that. So, yeah, that is a problem that I'd never thought of. Thank you, Colette. Thank you for all of your calls. This is 98FM.
98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.